Now, John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. As Darren Bob talks about gasoline prices, they seem to be on the climb. John is watching everything else to see if it's on the climb. How's it going, John?
Well, it's going pretty good. And speaking of gasoline prices, that's a nice segue and first thing I want to talk about. Most people are aware of the fact that there's this energy renaissance happening in America because of fracking, hydraulic fracturing, and all the gas and oil that's being discovered and extracted from shale oil. And you've probably seen some of the reports that say that within a few years that the United States will become a net exporter of energy instead of a net importer. Well, some more information this morning. This is from the IEA, that's the International Energy Administration. They say that the output growth of North America will dominate what's going to happen in terms of energy production over the next 5 years. In fact, they say that if you compare it to the production that's coming from OPEC, that over the next 5 years, the total U.S. output would be about 12 million barrels a day, which is about 20% of the worldwide production of non-OPEC supply. So, once again, really good news. And a lot of experts are saying that that's also going to lead to a lot of manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States, that the energy advantage that we have here in the U.S. will offset the labor disadvantage. And we're already seeing that to some extent, so good news there. We know that there are some issues to be resolved about the building of pipelines and whether or not fracking, which uses massive amounts of water, damages groundwater, et cetera. But resurgence in energy is going to turn around the economy in this country, experts say. It's also interesting sometimes to see what's going on behind the scenes in some of these corporate deals. You could make good movies about these. Well, a hedge fund, Third Point Capital, which owns 6.5% of Sony, is asking Sony to consider spinning off their entertainment division. Now, the entertainment division includes the studio, the film studio that was recently responsible for the blockbuster James Bond movie Skyfall. And the music label also controls its names as Taylor Swift, and they're saying that they wish they would spin that off into a separate entity. We'll see what happens. Of course, Sony is a Japanese-based company. And speaking of also foreign companies, the parent company of Airbus, it's a company called EADS, European Aerospace Company, reporting a 16% rise in revenue and almost a doubling in net profits. They made $314 million in the first quarter of this year. That's more than twice what they made the same quarter of last year. And they say that they're going to ramp up production of commercial airline deliveries. They expect to deliver 610 aircraft instead of 600. And, of course, the big Paris Air Show is coming up here in a few days. And that's the big fight between Boeing and Airbus. And we'll see who books the most orders for commercial aircraft. And I wish I was in on a deal like this. Now, I know you're aware of who Verizon Wireless, who that is. They're, of course, the country's largest wireless carrier. But you may not be aware of the fact it's actually a joint venture. It's 55% owned by Verizon and 45% owned by Vodafone. Vodafone is a United Kingdom-based company that's worth $145 billion. Verizon, based in New York, worth $150 billion of market cap. Well, they're going to pay, Verizon Wireless is going to pay a $7 billion cash dividend to their two joint owners. And we also know that Verizon would like to buy Vodafone's 45% stake in Verizon Wireless. They continue to do so. They say they think the stake's worth $100 billion. Vodafone thinks that the opening bid should be around $120 billion. In the meantime, distribute $7 billion in cash to the two partners. Not a bad investment.
Not bad at all, John.
Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for your report this morning. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.